Hello, everyone. This is Sugar.
This is spice and not so nice.
And welcome to our debrief of The Real Housewives of Orange County, season 18, episode 9. So, as always, we're going to kind of go through this play by play in order of the episode. So, we open up the episode. Heather's hanging out with her family.
Nice place.
Again, you know what? I'm a huge fan of Heather's. Yeah,
Yeah.
her place is just gorgeous. I know she was kind of complaining about all the traveling she's doing, going between LA, Orange County, hanging out with her mother-in-law since the mother-in-law has dementia. So she's doing a lot of travel. She's basically living in three places at once. The biggest thing I've recognized in this house is she's got this beautiful, she did it really stylishly, but she's got one of those Smeg fridges, but she's got like
Yes.
limited edition Veuve Clicquot Smeg fridge, so it's
Yeah.
orange. And typically I actually think they're a little bit tacky, those Smeg fridges,
I kind
because
of think they're cute.
I know, but sometimes people just don't decorate them the right way.
Yeah,
You
fair.
know, they'll throw them in places that it's like, ooh, that it just doesn't go.
Doesn't
I
go with the
believe,
rest.
I don't know, everything Heather does, she's just so fashionable and classy, but she did it in the right way. But I thought it was really beautiful. And it was interesting kind of seeing her parenting style too. I'm a big fan of Heather. So
Yeah,
every
me too.
does I'm like a big fan of, but it was
Yeah.
interesting to see, you know, her thoughts on parenting. Like she seems, her and Terry actually just seemed to be,
So
you
supportive.
know,
Yeah.
and they really,
Open-minded, like embracing, like just
yeah,
everything that you wanted would want it to be, right? Yeah. Yeah.
exactly. No, I thought it was just really beautiful to see them and seeing a
And
little bit of their
yeah.
parenting style
Yeah.
and how supportive, and they like they just really understand each of their children as like their own individual, and they don't try to influence their children, they just let them be. I thought it was really beautiful.
But out
It's
of
funny
all of them, I
because
thought that Ace was like the most just really like not really looking at, the camera as much, like not really feeling comfortable.
well, you know what? As a young
Right?
kid, for sure, having a
Yeah,
kid
no, I know.
there.
Yeah. And he's at that age. That's the one that they were worried about most, right? Because he's probably, a little bit introvert too, right?
That's part of life, and it's probably a good thing
Yeah.
to be on camera a little bit. Because, I mean, like it or not, the family is like high status. Terry has his own show,
Yeah.
Heather is on The Housewives.
Yeah.
Like it or not, they are in the public eye, right? So
Yeah.
I think that they are, you know, I know we talk about this a lot, like, oh, the kids shouldn't be on the show, but in reality, they are in the public eye, right?
Yeah,
So,
for sure, for sure.
you know, I don't think, you know,
But
they
they're
were.
doing everything in their power to help those kids adjust to whatever, even Ace himself,
Exactly.
like
I think it
Ace
was like.
himself. And I know that they're more concerned because now he's going into, or Ace is going into, I don't know, high school, middle school, whatever they were saying. So they're worried a lot about that, right?
Yeah, I think it
Well,
was, you know, on the camera, like you mentioned he looked uncomfortable, but I think it was a pretty like
like just
controlled
shy, like
environment.
very shy.
Oh, okay, I see.
That's
Well,
what I
you
mean.
know
Like really,
what? Some people are just like that.
Yeah. No, I
Well,
get it.
the only thing that I thought was really interesting with seeing that family, that dynamic, is Heather comes across as a big ice queen, right? So you think she'd be like a bitch of a mom, but apparently your kids love her. So
Yeah.
it's funny how she has her personality with her friends and the outside world, and you know, all business. Like that's what she is, like very kind of very, not, I'll say rough, but she's very cut and dry. And with her
Yeah.
kids, she's got a real soft spot.
Yeah. Yeah, that's nice. Nice to see that anyways. Yeah. I like her. I've always liked her.
Yeah, me
Well,
too. I really.
she's got her moments that, I don't really agree with
Yeah, but so do I.
that one, Heather. But so do we all. Yeah, exactly, right? So fuck. But in general, like she's like 98% on target.
Totally.
Except of a couple things, but we'll get there in a little bit. And that's an example.
Then we go to Shane and Emily. They're at home. But what was really funny of Emily's like Ohio accent coming out.
Measurements.
And you notice that with a couple of her words, and I know like we all sometimes have a funny way of pronouncing things and we don't even realize it, but
Oh,
hers was
what was the
way short.
designer one that I picked up on? What was that? What did I say before? Not so nice. Remember what I called a
Yeah,
designer?
Ralph Lauren. What'd you call him?
Ralph
You, Lauren?
Lauren.
I was like,
Lauren,
who
yeah.
the fuck is Ralph Lauren? Do you mean Lauren?
No, it's Ralph Lauren.
I
You're wrong.
know.
Not so nice. It's not
Oh, is
Ralph
it?
Lauren. Ralph Lauren.
Loren, that's what I called it.
Yeah.
Is
You
it?
were right.
Okay. Was I right?
Not so
Fuck, I don't
nice
even
likes to
know.
correct people.
I'm
Sometimes,
gonna double check that.
no.
I'm gonna double check that.
I think it was another designer I said too.
No,
There
it
was one
wasn't.
other
There
one,
was
but
another one.
I'll remember.
There was another one, Spice, that you said, and it was on the podcast.
Yeah, but okay, enough about me. It's the show's not all about me
Oh, I
being me, but
remember
go with
Cartier.
that.
Cartier.
Cartier. Right,
Cartier.
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 Okay, I do it all the time, but I thought measurement was really funny. I like the Ohio accent too. Okay, another note on
That's a lot of paper.
So what we're referring to is next kind of scene is Heather packing up her bags, and she's teaching her assistant how she packs. And so what Not So Nice was referring to is all the tissue paper that she uses to pack, which
And
I thought.
that's what I was referring to as for Heather was I really like her, and then but you know everybody's got their moments, and that was one of hers. Who does
Yeah.
And I love how she was saying, like, oh, when you buy it and it's so nice and you bring it home and it looks perfect. But the way she folded her clothes, she kind of just like, you can tell she doesn't fold her own clothes. She's
Yeah.
got her
Just
help.
like bring
Say
your own
that.
wardrobe people, since you bring
What?
glam, bring your wardrobe people along too, and they'll take care of
Yeah.
everything, right? Wardrobe and glam go together.
But it was funny. She just kind of like flopped it together, folding. And then threw it in the paper, and even the way she was wrapping it too was like, I feel like your helpers do this for you.
100%.
What a cool little, I don't know, thing to do. Yeah, you can tell she's very, very structured in everything she does.
Yeah.
As everyone still is getting ready for this girl's trip, Jen reveals there's a court date for, temporary alimony or child support and the like rights to the children, right? So it's been a long battle she's been kind of going through. And we learn a little bit more about what ends up happening later on in the episode. But geez, what a, having to do this right before going on a girl's trip. How stressed would you guys be for that?
Yeah, no shit.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be really stressful.
So we've got on one end, next scene, they're all kind of hopping on to the private plane. And earlier we see Heather packing up, and she's doing super meticulous, folding everything with
Yeah.
the tissue paper. And then we see Shannon get there. This also kind of correlates to their personalities too. So Heather's very structured, da da da
Yeah.
da da, very meticulous. And then Shannon shows up, boom, her fucking Louis
Everything a hot
Vuitton
mess.
splits open. I've never actually seen that happen to a suitcase. I
That's
always think it in
hilarious.
my head, oh, please don't split open. Please don't split open while it's underneath the plane. But I've never actually seen it split open, and kind of correlates to what's going on in Shannon's life too. Everything's falling apart.
Yeah.
Not to make a joke of what's going on with her because it's very serious, but
Yeah.
really, come on, their packing
Yeah.
kind of correlates to their lives. And yeah, they hop on the plane. They're totally flying in style. So right now I'm not sure if we mentioned this in the last episode to all the viewers. Right now we've got one of our one of the ladies is on vacation, which is Spice. And so she is kind of podcasting in style right now over
Oh,
in Europe.
yeah, very stylish. I'm in a Airbnb in the weirdo room. I'm like right now.
I love the room.
You met,
What,
you blend
though?
in. It's like you, it's like you I
put the
know,
room
totally. I
together.
didn't even realize I
Your
blended
outfit
in. I
is
was
like
making
bang
fun of
on.
it.
So Spice, explain the room, the luxe room.
The luxe room is, it's the second bedroom here, and it's I guess old lady slash leopard print style. So like it's full of like jungle or
Spice,
like
I wear
leopard print.
leopard.
And but
Spice,
I'm wearing
we wear
leopard right
leopard.
now. I'm wearing leopard pajamas. So
I know.
I was gonna make fun of this, but I blend in. And hey, I got leopard too, but I don't put it on my walls. Actually, there's a snakeskin one here too. A snakeskin print. So yeah, it's really like some kind of weirdo print.
So
That's
you're going to
funny.
need to get like a snakeskin bag to go
I
with
think so.
to full bag.
And
I
some
think
boots to
so.
match. Yeah.
So all the viewers can understand. So there's like a leopard print poster behind Spice.
I
There's
got pillows
leopard
too.
print pillows, bedspread, and then she lifts up her leg and she's got leopard print leggings on.
That's too cute.
So she's podcasting in style. The ladies are
Yeah.
flying in style.
For sure, 100%.
And then so on the plane, of course, of all people to kind of instigate something, on the plane, biggest topic of conversation that comes up, Heather makes a seating plan for everyone on the private plane because that's a super Heather thing to do. And she's trying to keep apart the people, who have issues with each other. So Heather and Katie and Shannon and Alexis.
Yeah.
And so on the plane, they're kind of getting onto the plane. And then I think it was Gina and Emily mentioned that they show a picture of her ex-boyfriend John and Alexis. And he's wearing these Ferragamo shoes, these loafers that Shannon had actually bought for him. And Shannon kind of says under her breath, she doesn't actually make like a big deal about it. She's like, oh, those are the fucking shoes I bought for him.
Yeah.
He's still wearing them. And so she mentions that. And then Emily is a total instigator.
She
She
takes off.
goes, hey, Alexis, what shoes is John wearing?
Just flies right off the path. Hot off the press. Alexis.
What a biatch, really. Like, come on, leave your mouth shut. Like, you don't need to bring that up or whatever, If you really do want to fact check it, do it in a cool way. Don't do it in front of everyone. So
Yeah.
that you obviously everyone on the plane knows you guys are talking about John. Like, come on. And another really funny part of that, Heather ends up looking up the price of the shoe and she's like, oh, who cares? They're not even that expensive. They're 75 to 475. Who cares at that point? Oh my God. Have you guys ever had someone like you're trying to be low key about something, or like you don't even really want to discuss it, and then somebody just totally instigates something like that?
Yeah, bring up my
Probably, but I
leopard print
can't.
pants.
I
But they
have.
look awesome. Like you really
No,
look good. Like it looks like you
I really
set
do
that
think
up.
your
Your
podcasting.
whole
No, I'm
outfit goes
kidding. I'm
perfect.
kidding.
But yeah, I think we've all had that happen where someone brings something up and it's like, oh, Jesus Christ, for fuck's sakes, why'd you say that now? I've
There's
probably done
always.
that to people sometimes just from pure stupidity and not really thinking before saying. Probably have done that in the past.
I've probably
But
been
you
guilty
know
of
what?
that
I
too.
don't think it's malicious. I don't think anybody would in this group would do something that would be like an Emily style and be malicious like that.
It's not
No,
like
not
you
in a
say
malicious way,
something.
but I might say
Exactly.
something stupid. Like, I just mean in a stupid, like something stupid, not something that, would
Emily
actually
knew exactly what she was
like,
doing. She knew
yeah,
why
I get
she said
on
it.
and yeah, no.
Now that you say that, not so nice. I've definitely done it out of ignorance
Out
before,
of ignorance, I have
where
100% without,
and just being innocent,
and
like
then I would correct myself immediately once, and like, had I done that, right?
well,
Because
it's a
I know
little too late once you do it, but
yeah, I know that. I know that.
no, actually, now that you say that, I've probably done it too out of ignorance. Yeah. But I've also had it happen to me where it's like, oh my God, why do you have to make such a big deal about it? Fuck.
Yeah, same.
On the drive, so they land and then they're driving to the ranch resort. I don't know what you call it. I
Yeah.
thought it was more glamping. But on the drive to the hotel, whatever you want to call it, accommodation, Alexis claims she wants to get along with Shannon. She doesn't want to live in purgatory, her words. And, she's hoping to just kind of move on from it. So I don't know. I feel like she said a few things like that before. And you really can tell, like,
She doesn't want to get along.
no.
No, she's full of shit.
She's taught. I wish someone would call her out.
Yeah.
I know, because she even says things like, it's not my fight, but he's my man, like
Yeah.
shit like that.
She's
So,
ignorant. She's
yeah,
ignorant.
totally.
She's pure ignorance. She was in the beginning. She was the first time she was on the show, and she continues to be that, right? She's just an idiot.
No, I really
She's
would.
and that's not gonna last. So she'll see how it comes back to bite her in the ass, right?
Yeah. Yeah, no, I wish she would. I wish someone would just call her out. Like one of the other girls. Cause, like, I don't know. She says all this stupid shit.
Maybe they may, you know what? Maybe they will in a future episode, but right now, you know what? You can't even get a word in edgewise with her. That's the
Yeah.
problem. Like she just gets
Yeah,
on a
that's
roll
true.
and they just let her like
Yo,
just
they tune her out.
empty her tank.
They tune her out.
They arrive at the hotel. I want to call it glamping or even just cabins,
That's
honestly.
camping. That's camping for me. No do. No go.
I kind of want to say like it's housewives in nature. Glamping is, I think it's safe.
Housewives al fresco.
Housewives al fresco, yeah.
But I have to say, I don't like Katie that much, but like I've said, like she just irks me with some of the stuff that she's, whatever, how she talks and stuff. But I agree with her. She's not a nature girl, neither am I. Like that's something I have in common with her.
So I have stayed in something similar to that up in where we live. There's like a big skiing village about 2 hours away. And in high school, we used to do trips up there. And so we would stay for like a weekend in these like, and it looks the same too, where you're staying in like basically a little cabin. So it really reminded me of that. So I've definitely done something like that before, but to me, that's like glamping. It's really you're camping, really. You're in nature, staying in a cabin. When I first watched it, I wanted to call it Housewives in Nature. Of course, Heather gave it a better name. She called it Rancho Relaxing. Not So Nice calls it Housewives al Fresco. Spice, do you want to throw in a slogan for it?
I don't have a slogan, but I wouldn't want to stay. I'm not a
Neither am I.
camping person,
No, not at all. I've tried
glamping.
camping, real camping, and it's like not for me.
No, not for me
I've
either.
tried oh, it's a nice ranch, it's beautiful, you must come, la 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 la. Yeah, so I did, thinking it was going to be like this nice place, and I'm not an outdoorsy kind of person. It wasn't that outdoors, but it was like a can, like a like what we saw on there, and there was spiders fucking everywhere, rodents and shit too. like all around outside, and I didn't sleep all night. Let's just put it that way. I did not sleep all night because at one point one got into the living room and they were trying to secure it off. So imagine me trying to sleep through that.
I've
And then
heard
the
this.
next day, and then the next day I heard that there was people who could hear the scratching in the walls.
Oh my God.
Oh,
I should have fucking gone
creepy.
to my car. What the fuck was I thinking? But anyways, been there, done that, won't happen again.
No, whenever they use those terms, so ranch, cabin, like those accommodation terms, that is camping. That to me, it's going to be camping. What they did, the Rancho Relaxing, no, it was
No, that's not relaxing. To me, that would be high tension. That's what that would be to me once I saw that.
they so half the ladies sit down at this like little picnic table and they have lunch, and the big topic of conversation, it's Shannon and John, of course. That's kind of season so far. So they start talking again about the shoes that, John and Alexis did their red carpet debut. And I thought it was really funny. Who was it? I think it was Gina who said, like, oh, what? Like, it's a debut. Are they gonna have like a series of red carpets this season? Like, what the fuck? I thought that was pretty funny when she was making fun of that.
Yeah, it's like that's pretty weird. Like their red carpet debut, like they're movie stars or something like that. I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with this? This, like the whole
Like he's
thing,
Brad
right?
Pitt.
Like,
That's
fuck. Like,
weird.
what the fuck? Who the fuck gives a shit about him if they're going to see a red carpet debut? It's certainly not me, but
Of all people, like you care about these two reality, like
yeah.
list
And
reality.
the weirdest ones, because he was
Yeah, they're
weird when
like
he was there.
weirdo.
He was weird. He was off in his own way. Okay, we all can be weird
And it's
off
not like
in our own
Alexis
ways,
is
but
a
he's just like
likable one. Like,
weird.
it's not like if I saw her, I'd be like, oh, Alexis. Well, I'd want to take a picture with her, but like,
Yeah, just because, hey, I saw the dits in person.
yeah,
Here's
exactly.
the proof.
And then so it starts to get a little bit juicy because we start to get into some details about the settlement that Shannon is offering John. So Emily keeps kind of digging into it. She's trying to figure out what's going on, and I think she's a great person for her to talk to about it because she is a lawyer. So Shannon reveals she offered half of what he's asking for. So half of $75,000. I mean, that's a pretty good settlement,
You know,
really.
but that was after Emily said, can I ask how much you offered? And it's like, why would you like on TV? And like, I know it's a reality show, I get it. Like, I totally do. But like that comment itself, I was just kind of like, oh my God, could you imagine? Like blatant, someone just coming out and saying, like, like your personal dirty laundry. And she keeps like, to me, that's an instigating question because she's just nosy and wants to know. Do you know what I
I think
mean? Like,
it's a total instigator.
yeah.
100%.
And she
You
wanted to stir it
know?
up because in her mind, she's making calculations, or she's like, this is my opinion. In like, she's making like a calculation, or like, was that a good offer, or could you have offered? I don't know. Like, that's kind of what I was thinking. It's weird.
Totally. Totally. Shannon also reveals, the deadline to respond. It's today. And she offered half, but he wants the full amount. So she's basically in a pickle, really. Like, she's either going to have to go to court, or hopefully she can call his bluff and he's going to say, okay, I'll take the half. So I don't know. I think that's like what shitty timing for this trip. And to also have to be there with Alexis.
During
So
that time, because she knows she's getting the info on the other end.
she's getting the info on the other end. Anything Shannon does or says is going to get reported directly back to Dawn. Like, it's not a good situation for Shannon, really. She's basically like in the lion's den on this trip because Alexis is there, and you can just totally tell on the show, like, she's totally out to get Shannon. Totally.
Yeah, 100%.
And it's weird because it is, a really new relationship she has with John, but he's just like emotionally unavailable to her, like, in my opinion, because he's just obsessed with trying to get back at Shannon. Because really, he should just move on. She offered half. Why go to court? Why keep paying lawyer fees and doing XYZ when you're supposed to be happy in a new committed
Yeah.
relationship? Like,
He's just being malicious. He's
yes.
revengeful. He's just being an asshole.
Totally.
And as Alexis should, if she's a good pair for him, she should be telling him, like, get over it. You're with me now. Let's move forward. Forget about her. Take
She's
whatever
right
she
in
offers
there.
you and get out, right? But she's right in there, man. She's ready to give her, right? But yeah, he's just like, I mean, he's just ridiculous. And just Shannon's scared because she knows that obviously in a relationship with him for so long, he knows a lot of inside shit that she probably doesn't want out, right? And that's half her fucking piss off for, I can't think
Terrible
of the right
to be in a
word.
relationship with someone for so long and then them just turn
Yeah.
like that.
Complete, like, just 100% at you, like going for you. And she knows he can take her, like, I mean, not take her down, but, say or show a lot of shit that she tries to hide behind the counter. Because let's get real, Shannon's an idiot most of the times. Like, she's, like, some things, it's just, she's too much. She was with her husband. Like, it's just, like, she's a bit, I don't know. Too much. And I mean, I've been called exaggerated myself by people. So, like, I don't know, just some things, like, but I mean, I feel bad for her because it is tough what she's going through, right?
Yeah.
And he's just being a total fucking dick about it, right? And
No,
Alexis is adding to it.
I honestly can't help but feel bad for Shannon.
Yeah. No, I do feel bad for her. I don't mean to be sounding like I'm, gunning for her too now, like, oh, she's done shit in the past too. She has, right? And
Everyone has.
she
So
should stop drinking just to prove it to herself and to everybody that she's okay and that she's, whatever, right? But I feel bad for her. I do feel bad for her.
And going
I'm not
back to Alexis, you know what they say, what you spit up is going to land right back on
lab run
you.
exactly
No, Shannon might
and
do
back on
the
your
same thing
face.
to her.
Yeah. Oh yeah, for sure.
Yikes, yikes, yikes. And then while everyone's at the picnic table, the other group, that group is going to go to the spa, the one that was at the picnic table, but the other half of the group is going to a wine tasting. And this was, base this whole weekend is for a charity that's really dear to Heather's heart, which is Family Equality. And they do work for, different families in the LGBTQ plus community. And everything Heather touches turns to gold, I feel like. And I thought this was really beautiful and like just unique. A unique thing to do for a charity. So I guess this winery, they made four sparkling wines, and each one is inspired by one of Heather's children.
Yeah, that's cool.
And I thought, I don't know, what a beautiful thing to do. Could you imagine having like your parent going, wine, they put so much, love into, they have to harvest everything. A lot of thought goes into it. But could you imagine having a sparkling wine inspired after you, like having your parent do that? Because, she obviously just, her and Carrie love their children so much.
Yeah, you can see that. And it's just very easy, very natural for them. Like that whole family unit with all the diversity that's there. It's
And
just
who
they're so
supports?
naturally beautifully together, you know what I mean?
I
Just
know.
very nice to see.
I know, it's lovely. While they're sitting at the winery and doing that tasting, it comes up. Jen kind of explains how her court day went. Didn't really go the way she wanted it to. Her ex basically, it sounded like they had like a pretty good marriage. They had this a beautiful family, all these children. They even adopted a child. And one of the things that was really hard for Jen was Will won't even look at her, the ex.
Which makes you think, what the fuck could possibly have happened from such a great, beautiful life together and doing all this, this kids and adopting, and that's good stuff. From that to not even wanting to look at her. Like, it's just
What a
wow.
jerk. Like, really? So he started dating, I guess, one of her friends, all this stuff. And like, from the way it sounds on the show, she's really open to trying to make it work,
And skeeved to her friend, right? Like, how disgusting is that for her friend to be with
Yeah, but
him?
didn't she have an affair? I'm not saying I
I
loved
don't
him.
know. I
Oh,
don't remember.
did she have an
I
affair
like
with
her.
this guy? With the
Oh,
guy she's with now?
yeah. I think that's the
Oh yeah,
storyline, is that, yeah.
isn't that what Tamara said last year?
Yeah, that
Or
she
when
had an
she the first year
affair.
that she was, yeah,
But
before they had broken.
she admitted it too.
But Jen, yeah, okay. Did she admit it?
Yeah,
Yeah,
she did
okay.
admit it. She said that
Okay,
they
fair.
started when they were married. But the point of the
Oh,
matter
okay.
is
Yeah.
I'm not saying that that's an excuse for him to behave that way. They've got kids together. They should be civil
Yeah.
to each other, period.
Yeah,
And
exactly. Yeah, exactly.
if you have to
Yeah.
cope with someone, you do have to be civil.
Yeah,
No
for
matter
sure.
if you got burnt by them, they cheated on you, XYZ. If you have kids, that's what comes with it. Like that, you're the person you parent with, the other one, they're always gonna be a part of that, right? Like even if you split
Yeah.
up,
Yeah.
part of it, they have to make it work. Okay, so that's
If
awful.
they're co-parenting.
When they're co-parenting,
Yeah.
yes.
Yeah.
If you've got the kids one
Yeah.
week, I've got the
Yeah.
kids the other week, it doesn't matter. You
Yeah.
have to, like, otherwise, like, it's deranged. Like, you can't do everything through the court.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Hopefully things will improve down the road. Might take some time. You might still kind of feel burnt, but oh well. It turns out, temporarily for her child support, she is going to be getting $6,000 a month. That's for 5 years. So, from my understanding, I thought that because I'm under the impression that they co-parent. So they've got the kids 50-50, or there's some
Yeah.
sort of split like that. So I was under the impression that that's a pretty reasonable one for, like, typically, like, one kid, you get like a thousand something because you're co-parent.
Depends on your income, though, too, right?
I
Even
guess
if you're
so.
co-parenting, don't you think? I don't know. I'm not sure about that.
Well, it depends on. So typically,
Because she wasn't working. She kept saying her yoga wasn't that much money that she was making, right?
no. It's not like you get everything. It's based on the lifestyle when you guys were together.
Yeah.
So if, he's paying for the kids to go to school and he's paying for XYZ for the kids, then he also has to pay X amount just for, because she makes less than him.
Yeah.
That's the kind of support she gets, right?
Yeah.
So I was under the impression that that's a pretty reasonable one. But she said not really for their lifestyle.
Well, because she's probably looking at the whole picture of what they had before as a unit, and him working for her family's business
But
and
if they're
whatever,
co-parenting, you should be contributing to, the
Well,
schooling, this.
Sorry, this is just my opinion. Like, I think the $6,000 a month, and we don't know because like she's
I
not
think that's for like groceries and for clothes and for.
for whatever extra, because I think all the big stuff he's gonna pay. So if they're accustomed to a certain school, he's gonna take care of that. You know, like
So that's what
probably
I was under
all the big
the
stuff, and the
impression.
6,000 is just for her for the five kids. Do you
But
know what I
don't you
mean?
think that's reasonable?
I do. I think there's people who get nothing. And I think that, you know, I get it, you had a big fancy lifestyle, but even somebody who didn't have a big fancy lifestyle ends up sometimes not getting anything. So this is better than nothing, right? And this is pretty good because he's probably going to pay and take care of them half the time, because there's no way she's going to get full custody if she's already fighting,
Oh.
like because they're already like that kind of iffy or whatever, right? She doesn't have it now, right?
Well, in the other episode, it sounded like that there is, a co-parenting kind of thing. And even in the episode, she was like, "Oh, is it Will's night, or are you taking care of dinner?" She was saying to the current boyfriend. So I was under the impression like she wasn't really happy with the 6 grand a month, but
Yeah, I got that impression too.
from my understanding, whoever is, making more money, so Will is supposed to pay for still, the big things. So like
Yeah, for sure.
karate classes, ballet, and for the schooling, and
Private
then
lessons
also
for
get
whatever sports they like.
grand a month, and that's for like groceries, for clothes, for care, for XYZ, for these extra things for them to spend on
That's
the
what I think.
kids. My impression is 6 grand for five kids, that's reasonable, very reasonable.
But they were saying it wasn't.
But she was saying she wasn't happy with that. But I don't know. To me, I'm like, I think that's.
I think if he's doing half the job and half the support on the other end, like for all the bigger stuff, which is probably most likely the case, then 6,000 a month she should be happy with for now, right?
Right.
Until it's further
I'm not
decided, like.
fully sure how it works with, the child support and stuff like that, but that was my impression. He has to pay for these big things, and then the 6 grand is for groceries and things like that. So I was kind of surprised when she said she wasn't happy with that. Because I think even maintaining her lifestyle, 6 grand for all those kids, that's, you can take care of them with 6 grand. And then she also works. So, like anything she needs, she works for herself for that. And then she's got a boyfriend too. So, yeah, I'm not sure maybe if there's some details we're missing, but I
I don't
thought
know.
it
What do
was
you think, Spice?
pretty good.
Well, that's why I'm not commenting, because I'm not really sure, right? Like, I mean, 6 grand to me seems like a ton of cash, but
Yeah,
in
same to
reality,
me.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know if like if she's paying Ryan like part of living expense. I don't know. Like I know that she's living in his house and whatever, but there might be some other things that we're maybe not aware of. So I like that's why it's hard for me to say. But 6 grand does seem like a big sum of money to me. That's yeah.
Yeah, that's typically like 6 grand would be like, I don't know, $50,000 a year or something like that. So you could. It is reasonable because she still works. But I don't know, maybe there's some details we're missing.
Yeah,
But
maybe.
with
And
the show,
that's why I'm really commenting.
it always kind of comes out and then they'll give us more details as it comes.
Like, but
And then
$6,000 a month, let's be honest, Real Housewives of Orange County. Oh my God, you're so poor.
yeah, that's nothing. I have to say that's nothing looking at it from that perspective, Spice. And you're 100% right. Because I'm looking at that number and I'm like really kind of like looking at 6,000 for five. And I'll be honest with you right now, based on a situation that I'm aware of, that really puts this into context, that's shit. That's shit. Because like that really is because anyways, I'll have to, I can't, I don't want to say it now, but anyways, I'll
You can
let
say
you have to think
it
about
vaguely.
it. What's that?
You can say it vaguely. You got to put it into Can't
context.
see the viewers like
So
this. You
I'm
have
aware
friends.
of some, I know somebody who knows somebody who's currently in a situation that was offered that same amount. And it's for one child. And they're not an OC. And
Oh.
on, yeah. So, yeah, that's why I didn't really want to. But,
So
anyways,
maybe
yeah.
that's not
That's pretty shit if I
formal
think of
settlement.
it here. Okay, now get now having and having said that, I'm assuming that OC is a much more expensive place to live in than our location,
Yeah, we
which
live
is fairly expensive anyways. And and that amount, it was actually anyways, and that amount was off from what the one of the parties wanted. Well, what she wanted. And yeah, I don't know. I don't even know if I don't want to say what I was
Oh
thinking and
no,
what I
that's
said.
enough. That's enough because you
Yeah.
gave that context. So for one child, someone was offered 6 grand. OC is a very high status area and stuff like that. So that does put into perspective because I'm ignorant. I don't know anyone who's going through this. I don't know the details of what is fair. So from my understanding, I thought 6 grand, oh, hey, that's awesome. That's good. That's reasonable because I don't know, right? So putting it into that perspective is helpful for me. So thank you. That's so nice. So really, for five kids, she should be getting like 30 grand a month. Come on.
Well, but realistically, not everybody gets that. Even like you can't even compare the one to the five. Realistically, most people, average people, don't get that, right? So having said that, like yeah, her lifestyle is probably a lot different now, and 6,000 isn't going to come close to what she's accustomed to,
Like what I
but
was saying, from my understanding, what the court does is they look at their lifestyle when the parents were together, what the guy was providing for the whole family, and they need to, the guy splits up, the guy needs to still provide that.
Yeah, that's
So
my
they look
understanding
at,
too.
okay, this was, okay, the guy provided this, this. It was typically around $6,000 a month. That's what you need to provide to, as you know, child support. And of course, I have no experience with this. I don't have any friends with this experience or anything like that, so I really don't know. But that was just what I thought. So, okay, that's interesting. That puts into a better perspective for me.
Anyways, okay, next. It
All right. So while they're all there.
wasn't that one of those dumb moments that I just did? Didn't we just say that? Didn't we just say
No, but
that
you didn't
a
call
few minutes
anyone out.
ago?
You didn't
No,
call
I
anyone
didn't,
out.
but still, it's kind of the same. That's what I mean. Like sometimes I just say stupid shit, but maybe I shouldn't,
No,
you
but you
know,
didn't get anyone into
because I
trouble.
didn't really compare the two either to each other until, you know, you kind of pushed a little more into it, right? And then it's like, oh, now that I think of it, actually, because first I thought, yeah, that's not bad. Tighten your fucking belt. He's paying for half the shit, having them with him half the time. You know, you've got your family to help support. You've got your boyfriend who's got the house. You should be fucking laughing and move on your merry way. But I mean, I get it that she's pissed off at him not looking at her too, and with her ex-best friend. That's that's a whole other side. But anyways, okay, let's move on.
All breakups are terrible, especially if there's children involved, right?
Messy.
It's messy. It's really nice when you see people who can split up and do it amicably, but most of the time, I would say like that's really rare for people to split up and be cordial towards each other. Like that's the way it should be, but people are
Yeah, doesn't usually work that
nasty
way.
and they get insecure about the breakup and they're terrible. And it's not good when there's kids involved, it's awful. But anyway, they go on to the spa day. Oh, they're about to go and have a relaxing day at the spa, or so they thought. One thing that was really interesting, as soon as they get there, I guess the spa is also kind of like a perfumery. They've got like a specialist there. So the first thing that they do is they sit down, they go, okay, what's your favorite scent and why? There were a few fun, like Emily's was fucking weird, man. Like, who gives that answer? But
I mean,
okay.
I like a good taco too, but certainly don't want to fucking wear the smell of
Fucking nasty. Like, you want to smell like tacos? Like, okay.
Ew.
Hang out at Taco Bell all day and okay. Okay, I want to ask you both, what's your favorite scent and why?
I have too many. You know that.
I was gonna say, yours is gonna be
I
interesting.
love strong, old school perfumes. Chanel, Paloma Picasso, just yeah. Well, and then I do, you know, like I just like bold ones, right? Coco, Jean Paul Gaultier. I like really strong smelling perfumes. It's just that's what I grew up with, the old school ones. When I was a kid, I had my family, some relatives would visit. And they would visit because they worked on the cruise ships, and so they would come over all the time because they liked the home cooking. It was just reminded them, and so they would always bring gifts, right? So they would bring, you know, booze for the adults, and they would bring perfume for me, and it was all the older style perfumes. And so I grew up with those, and so yeah, those strong ones, Chanel, and yeah, all the old ones.
Nice. We know Not So Nice loves her perfume. She's
Yeah.
one of the few people I know who can actually go through a perfume bottle like within a year.
Yeah. Various.
Yeah,
Yeah.
multiple, not just one.
Yeah.
How about you,
Yeah,
Spice?
but
Do you like?
depends on the mood.
I'm a little bit different. I like strong perfumes, I do, but I go more through seasons. Like for me, like summer and like coconuts and like suntan lotion, that kind of smell. Like I love those kind of things. And then in the winter, that's when things get moody. But as far as perfumes go, I've got my sister who's a perfume fanatic, and she's got I would say like way well over now she's at over 150 bottles for sure. So I just go to her place and fill her up.
Wow. Nice.
I got those little vials that I can fill in, and what I just take a sniff and take what I want. So it's pretty
Nice.
good. It's like my own little
Nice.
perfume store.
Nice.
I have a lot, but
How
not
about you?
150.
Yeah, how about you, Sugar? What do you like?
For me, I go through different like cycles of like a perfume that I'm wearing. So last year I was wearing my boyfriend bought he just went on this like spree of buying all these expensive perfumes. So he bought a bunch of perfumes from Creed and from Tom Ford. So he had a ton, and
Yeah,
I
they
was
smell
a lot
beautiful.
of them are unisex, so I would
Yeah.
just wear his. So the one that I really liked, Green Irish Tweed from Creed, and that smells like Irish Spring, that soap, that juice. But it smells like a little bit bougie. So that one I like to wear. I borrow it from him. And then I also borrowed his Santal 35 from
Yeah, the Santal is a good one. That's a good
that's a
one.
beautiful one. And that's
Yeah,
another
they're all,
new one. But what I'm wearing right now is a few weeks ago we were in Italy and we went to Capri. And everywhere on the island, it smelled good. Like there was some sort of flower or something like that, that just you'd be walking and it was like, are we walking by a perfume store? Because it would just start smelling really, really good. But they've got all these like really perfumey plants all over the island, and you just start walking, you get this breeze and you get all this perfume. So when we were there, I bought two different perfumes, these Capri perfumes, and it was lemon flower and olive flower. And so I combined the two, and so I layer them on top of each other, and I wear those two, olive flower and lemon flower, and it reminds me of Capri. So that's my favorite perfume that I'm wearing right
Very
now.
nice. It's
Nice.
interesting how we kind of all talked about perfumes, but we kind of associated with something. Like Not so nice associated it with her childhood and the fact that those things are those give her good memories and that she really was those what she's used to. You're bringing up vacations, I'm bringing up seasons, and so yeah, like that's why perfume is so personal, right? Like everybody has their own little story.
Exactly. That's what they say. Perfume is really hard to gift to someone.
And I like a lot of the new ones, and I have tried lots of new, and I do use lots of new ones, right? But I still like my favorites when I'm
Your
going somewhere,
go-tos.
when I'm going to something like a special, like a wedding or a, a party, whatever, the big ones come out. When I'm going to work, it's more the light blue or the Versace, the other one, the Gio, Acqua di Gio, right? Acqua di Gio, whatever, right? Because those are lighter, and you know what I mean? But if I'm going somewhere and it's nighttime and it's like, let's have some fun, it's like Paloma or Coco, stuff like that, right?
A perfume for every mood.
Yeah, for sure, 100%.
But not taco.
But
Not
no
taco.
fucking taco. I'll kill a few tacos. I love my tacos, but I wouldn't want to be wearing the smell of one.
What a stupid thing to say. Like, yeah, okay, I wouldn't mind smelling like vanilla or sugar, something like
Yeah, like cookies, okay.
cookies,
Sugar,
whatever,
spice,
kind of
stuff
childish,
like that,
but
right?
whatever. But
But a
tacos,
fucking
really?
taco?
Want to smell like taco seasoning? What the hell?
That's funny. Stupid, but funny.
And kind of like a cheeky little thing to say to a perfumer. She's wanting to actually do her spiel and do
Yeah,
it.
because she just kind of did a fucking double take on her. Like, what the fuck? Her
No,
thought
but you know what? When
was
someone
probably like,
comes up
what a stupid
and they're
answer.
passionate and they're trying to get you into some sort of thing, like, you don't have to always say something cheeky. Or you can say something cheeky, but it's still being respectful to them. Not like, well, I like tacos. I don't know.
Yeah, that was just stupid.
Yeah, it was just kind of a dumb one. But anyway, after that, they kind of go into like a few. This is why this episode was so good. We got so much dirt from this episode. So going to Gina. She's still having, some issues at home. Like we know, she kind of basically broke up with her boyfriend, Travis. She kicked him out of the house. And then she gets a dog. And I don't know if, she's thinking, okay, I'll get the dog for Travis so he's not so lonely. Or but then it kind of sounded like, okay, she got the dog and then got rid of Travis, which
I
just
thought she got the dog because there's a dog. Travis has the dog, and then she wanted one at her place for the kids so that there's a dog at both places. Wasn't that?
But not so nice. Isn't that a weird thing to do? So you
It
kick
is.
your boyfriend
It's
and then you
stupid.
add another person into the house? I know
And
she's
renovate
saying.
that house. And renovate that house while that person's gone. And then get a dog. Like, it's fucking weird. That's weird.
Just break up with him. This poor guy,
Let
Travis.
him go.
I feel so bad for him. Like, you're obviously like soft breaking up with him. So just rip the band-aid off so he can go live his life. Like, people break up. It happens. Like, if you're not happy, do it. But don't like keep him on this little string and keep him.
No, but it's over. She's just like, it's just stupid what she's doing.
But
I feel bad for him.
no, she's literally replacing Travis. Like, get rid of him and then get a dog. Like the whole her whole reasoning behind, oh, Travis, you have to move out, is because there's no space. Can you get a dog? Gina, just let him go. Let him go. Let him live his life. Poor guy. And then, while she's kind of telling this story, Shannon gets up and leaves. She comes back looking really, upset. So she kind of reveals she gets a call that she's going to be going to court because her offer was not accepted. So that offer 50% of the settlement. He said no, he's not going to take a penny less. So like that fucking sucks. $75,000 is a lot of money. And then to make matters worse, She's got to spend the whole weekend with Alexis.
Yeah.
So, what a just a shitty situation to be in, regardless of who, if someone's at fault, if someone wronged one another, whatever. Because I think, John should just let her go, take the 50%, and be happy with his new girl. So you can really tell, bringing up this video and stuff like that, bringing up all this dirt on Shannon, and then not even accepting her offer. Like, I get it. Okay, you want your money, but if she's being reasonable, she offers you something,
Just take it.
take it and go be happy.
Yeah.
Go on your red carpet with your new
Yeah.
girlfriend.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, exactly.
And then.
Since they're so happy and he's got his own thing, it's not, like his reputation from what, I don't know, but like he's just, yeah, just
Damaged
take it.
reputation. Oh wow. At the other place, so going back from the spa and going to the winery, conversation kind of gets brought up involving Katie, Heather, and Gina. So Heather kind of reveals she invited Katie in the spirit of inclusion. She doesn't really care that Katie's there. She just didn't want to, start any drama. And she doesn't really care for Katie. Like, we can see, like, that bridge is
Yeah,
already.
she's gonna own it. She owns it.
She owns it and she says, "I honestly, I don't care.
Yeah,
Like,
don't give a
she can
shit.
be here. I invited her, but I'm not
Yeah.
looking to be friends."
She can be cordial. She can, whatever, and that's it. But she doesn't
Yeah,
even
and
want
I
to be
think
buddies with her.
whatever. That's fine. And she's being honest about it too. So I don't see any
Nothing
problem.
wrong with that.
And you know what? It's not like she didn't include her. Like to exclude someone is totally different. But she's like, meh, whatever. You don't have, how many times have you been to places where you like some people but not all of them,
Yeah,
or you're just
exactly.
kind of like lukewarm
Just
with them?
something
And it's
off.
like it's whatever. You go through the event and that's it.
Yeah, that's it.
Exactly. And then we've got another instigator in this group, and that's Tamra. Because Tamra, just out of the blue, says, "I think Gina was behind this whole paparazzi claim drama. I think Gina was the one who, wanted Katie to spill the beans in XYZ. So we can only imagine what kind of drama is going to come from this now. So now it's not just, and I think Heather just doesn't really care. Like, Heather's just like, oh my God, get over it. Like, let's move
Yeah.
on from this paparazzi claim. It's really funny because Heather is not holding on to this in any way.
No.
Like, whatever it happened, move on. I don't
Yeah,
really like
exactly.
it. Whatever. And it's funny that everyone else in the group kind of wants to keep bringing it up. And she's the one who should be mad about it, but
Yeah,
she
she
doesn't
doesn't
even
give a shit.
care. Another reason why I like Heather. Then going back to the ladies at the spa, because we're doing this in kind of order, they've flip-flopped back and forth in these scenes. Shannon comes back. She's, upset. And Gina's big fat mouth slips up about the video. So what happened was, she comes back, they're all upset, and Emily's trying to give her some advice, and she's saying, "Shannon, please save yourself the headache, save yourself the stress. Just pay him the money. He's obviously he's not giving up. You went this far. You tried to call his bluff. He's out for blood. He just wants the money. Don't be prideful. Just pay him the money." And Gina goes, "Yeah, because he's gonna release that video." And poor Shannon, because already,
She was really caught off guard.
that's a really shitty situation to be. Right, already just with the money sitting there, fuck, like, what am I gonna do? Am I gonna have to go to court? She's trying to be prideful on her end too, because she's getting pressure from her dad to, you fight it, you don't pay him anything, da 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 da. So she's listening to all these different people giving her advice, and she's being, and we know it because with the whole be al everyone kind of insinuating that she's an alcoholic. She's very prideful. She's going against this so much. I'm not an alcoholic. I'm just having two drinks. It's all good, guys. Don't worry. So imagine, when it comes to $75,000, when you've been saying, I pay for everything. I've been a really good partner to him, XYZ. You're going to continue to be prideful, right? And that's what she's doing. So you can really tell, even when she comes back, she's not doing well. Like, she's fucking stressed out. She's got to hang out with Alexis all weekend. And now, fucking Gina puts her foot in her mouth. She accidentally, slips up and says, you've got that video out there. Have any of you ever accidentally done something like this?
Slipped up and said something when I shouldn't have? Absolutely.
Yeah,
Secret
for sure.
or
it's
I've done
the
it.
worst feeling in the world. Worst feeling. So I feel bad for Gina because it was bound to happen. I think we talked about this in the last episode too. It's just bound to happen where everyone knows about it. No one really knows, like, how do we tell her? Should we tell her? Is it our place? It was bound to happen. Someone was going to do it. Unfortunately for Gina, it was her.
But a good thing she did, right?
It's a good thing she did. Really, it
Because
ended
at
up.
least, yeah, it ended up helping Shannon because Shannon was blindsided when she said that, right? Because as soon as she said that, she retracted, called her lawyer, said, give him the full amount. Like, really, like, live your life, pay the fucking fucker out and get out then if that's the case. Like, he doesn't want to take
She
the
it's
half.
not for living the story, not so nice. It's not for living her life that she paid the lawyer out. She knows what's on that
No, she
tape.
knows what's on that tape, right? She has an
Exactly.
idea. Like even her statements were so fucking stupid that anyways, we'll talk as we move forward if we're going in order, right? But I mean, do you know what I mean? Like she's just anyways, like
She learned
hearing the video.
it's she learns it, right? She's like,
Yeah.
okay, he really is out for blood,
Yeah.
not just for money.
Yeah,
He's
and he's
looking
got
to
something, so
basically, he's like blackmailing her
yeah.
almost. I've got this video, he's dangling it over her head.
Yeah.
Haven't
Yeah.
released it, but they're
Yeah.
telling everyone about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And while there's a lawsuit, or
Yeah.
whatever you want to call it, I don't know if it's
Yeah.
technically a suit, but he shows money, whatever. So he's dangling this carrot, like, you better pay up or this is gonna happen. So yeah, I can only imagine. I do feel bad for Shannon
Yeah,
because
for sure,
that,
100%.
everyone fucks up, and she fucked up in a
Of
big
course.
way.
I
And
did just to kind of talk a little bit about this a little bit more. I read this story on Instagram, and it kind of hit home for me because, what Alexis and
on.
Johnny J were doing, it's and having this, and like you mentioned, sugar, like dangling this carrot, it's called extortion.
Yeah, blackmail.
And and that's something that could
Same.
come up in court later to work
Yeah.
in Shannon's favor, because the thing is you can't just and there wasn't there like I said, I did see that on Instagram, the fact that that there could be something coming out of this based on their behavior and the way that they were colluding like that. And that's the term that was used. And again, I don't have the source on Instagram. I can't, I don't, I didn't keep it. But the thing is it was an interesting point to me from a legal
Yeah, I saw
perspective,
that too.
and the fact that that's an issue, right?
Yeah, no, but that's kind of the vibes I got from it.
Yeah,
Like,
for sure.
it is like, yeah, you're right. It's kind of like extortion. Not that I'm a legal person or anything like that, but that's, I don't know. You could, it was kind of dirty what they're
Yeah,
doing.
it is dirty.
Back at the home, all the ladies call their partners and their kids. So Tamara calls her kids. And who calls her partner? I think it's Alexis calls Johnny J. or somebody calls her partner, but they're all kind of like relaxing, telling everyone about their day. And while all the other housewives are doing this, Shannon goes to Heather's room. And Heather opens the door, and Shannon is just like, you can totally tell. Like, I feel terrible for her because no matter what, you know, like, I think she needs some support. Like, she just needs
Yeah.
to have someone be very gentle with her and be like, you gotta go to rehab and you gotta do this, and this is how we're gonna fix your life. And but she's at like rock bottom.
Yeah. But she's adamant that she doesn't have a problem, though, right?
Because that's another thing. I think she's very prideful too, but that's why she needs to have someone in her life who's just like ultra supportive. Because the how Tamara is handling her doesn't work.
No.
How, you know,
Agreed.
Sean just cutting the ties with her doesn't work.
Yeah,
Everyone
agreed.
else kind of beating around the bush with her really doesn't work. I think maybe she
Yeah.
just needs like a ultra sympathetic person to be like, what we're gonna do? I'm gonna check you into this rehab, and this is gonna end. We're gonna go day by day, and da 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 da. I don't know. But what happens is, you know, Shannon tells Heather, and I think it was really nice that she came to Heather and told her because it's Heather's weekend, basically. So she says, you know, I want to talk to you since this is your trip. You know, XYZ happened today. I'm really upset, but I want to get something off my chest, and I was hoping I could talk to you. And what a good person to go to. I think if I knew Heather, I would go and tell her all my problems because I don't know. I think she just handles everything nicely. The whole story is at so they get into an argument. They start talking about the night of the accident. You know, her friend mentions a few days later, I think it's really
10 days later, her
oh,
close friend
10 days. Okay.
contacted her 10 days later. What close friend? I wouldn't consider somebody a close friend if they contacted me 10 days after the accident,
Well,
right?
not so
First
nice.
off, that was
I
my
don't think she was going and telling everyone that it happened right away. You
I
know,
don't know.
like when something like that happens, I don't think she's wanting to be super public about it. And she also, you know, she got arrested, she had to go to the hospital, all these different things. So she wasn't talking to people until, you know, maybe 3 or 4 days after it happened. So that being 10 days, I don't think that's a bad friend. I think it's just with the timeline.
Well, that's me not so nice jumping in on them.
So anyway, the not so nice friend messages 10 days later, but they're saying basically, you know, it's a bit strange he didn't come running out. And she goes, yeah, what the fuck? Yeah, that is strange.
You know what I thought was even stranger, sugar and spice? What I thought was even stranger was that she was, I mean, I'm pretty sure, was it confirmed that she was intoxicated?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was.
But she remembers that it was only 3 to 5 seconds after leaving that the accident happened.
No, so I think that was a ballpark figure.
3 to 5 seconds?
Because he said, how long do you think it took you to hit that? And it's kitty corner, she
For sure,
meant.
3 to 5 seconds. Not being stable, not being able to like really see clear or whatever and back up or move
She
forward.
lost control of the car, so she stepped on the gas, and it
Well, you
was
know
right
what? With that, you know, that
oh.
time frame, with when I hear someone telling a time frame like that, I throw that shit out of the window. Because the thing is
It's one thing if
if
you're straight, but it's another thing if you're complete, like if you're intoxicated to the point of having that kind of
but you know
thing
what,
happen, situation happen to you, right?
even sober, the thing is people have a different way of when they're trying to backtrack. I don't want to say cover their tracks, but when they want to be perceived in a different light or a better light, the story, like that's why they always say there's one version of events, the other version of events, and then the truth. Because the thing is somebody's version of events is you've got your own spin on it, and you've got your own you've got your own reasons for saying what you do. Like maybe you don't want to look as guilty, or you don't want to, or maybe you just don't even really remember, but you want people to think that you do. So that's why, like those estimates and things, I don't even take that at face value. I'm like, okay, whatever. It doesn't even really matter. Like, look at the hard facts. The hard facts are you sat in the car, you hit the side of the house, the dog somehow was involved, Archie. And that's what we know. Like, and that's it. Like, whether that happened 3 seconds, 5 seconds, it's really irrelevant. That's just my opinion.
And regardless, he's everyone in the building that she hit, or
They knew.
if you look at the news articles from it, and there's even footage or something like that, it was loud. So he would have heard it at his house, really.
For
Unless he
sure.
was drinking too. If he was super drunk and just passed out, for sure, maybe he didn't hear it, but I don't know if he was intoxicated as well. But the whole question is, why didn't John come running out to you? Then she realizes she sent a photo, a freaking bloody photo of her face.
Yeah, she looks bad. Poor
Looked
thing.
terrible. Her, like she hit her eye and it was all the blood coming out of her eye. It was
That was
terrible.
scary.
That photo was sent at midnight. John then responded around 1:30 to 1:40, saying, "What's going on? The police are here." According to an article from ET, I found the accident happened at 11:56 p.m. So this is the timeline. She gets into the accident, sends a photo, and then John responds at like 1:30 to 1:40. So
Because he's a dick.
he's a dick, basically. So he sees the photo of her all bloody and goes to bed.
Asshole.
Pretty awful. Like, and he must have heard it, because I mean, really, unless he was.
Unless, like you said, he was pissed too, right?
Yeah, you never
He could
know.
have
Like,
been pissed and passed out.
or a lot of people take like sleep aids. So he could have taken a sleep aid or something like that. But why would you after a big argument? Because they had a huge argument at the house. But really, I mean, you can't really stop someone from drunk driving. And it sounds like definitely an altercation between them. But typically you would probably stay up after, you have a fight with someone, they're
So you
hammered.
can't, you're all
They run into
hyped
their
up.
car, fuck off. They send you a photo like that. I mean, I didn't even know, like, I don't even know what to think of that. Just looking at those facts, it's
The dick.
awful. It really is awful.
What an episode.
And ladies, it was such an episode, and then it ended on such a really sad note for Shannon. So I actually don't have a golden question for this week, just because typically with the golden question, I like to do something kind of lighthearted. But with this, just out of respect and honestly shock, I don't have one.
That's all right. You're right.
Yeah, and I think just it after that really is let's let that sink in. That's it's just awful.
Agree.
Anything else from the episode anyone wanna bring up or comment on?
I don't want to sound like an ambulance chaser, but I can't wait for next week.
I know. Well, that was sugar.
This is spice.
And not so nice.
And thank you for watching our Reel on the Reel.
Ciao for now.